Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our focus tonight is on Psalm 41, the fourth verse, in which God the Holy Spirit inspired King David to write, "As for me, I said, O Lord, be gracious to me, heal me, for I have sinned against you." While David wrote this psalm under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, it is Jesus himself who is speaking in this psalm. From the surface, it may seem strange that Jesus is praying to God, our Heavenly Father, to be gracious to Jesus, to heal him, for Jesus says that he has sinned against the Father. This is perhaps why some are inclined to remove Christ from the Psalms, and perhaps this psalm in particular. Now, Christ is found in the Psalms in various ways. Sometimes they speak of him, or they are speaking to him. Sometimes they speak of his grace, or they speak of his saving work. And sometimes in the Psalms, Jesus is speaking, such as Psalm 22, which begins, my God, why have you forsaken me? And also in this particular psalm, Psalm 41, Jesus is the one speaking. But why does Jesus say to his Father, I have sinned against you? Did Jesus really sin? We know that Jesus was without sin, that he perfectly fulfilled the law, and that when he went to the cross, he shed innocent blood as the ransom payment for the sins of the world. In fact, the Bible says, since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Also it is written, in him there is no sin. And then Peter wrote, he committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth, quoting in a way Isaiah, who wrote, he had done no violence, nor was there deceit in his mouth. We know that Jesus was tempted. We can see that in Matthew chapter 4 when he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and then the devil came and tempted him. But despite the temptations Jesus faced, he still remained without sin. So how can Jesus say that he has sinned in this psalm? Using human reason, many have tried to answer this question. Some have claimed that Jesus could not have remained innocent, and therefore he truly sinned. Others suggest Jesus was just an ordinary person like the rest of us, with no divine abilities or attributes. And others have made the claim that Jesus committed his own personal sin as he bore the sins of the world in his body. But all of these claims, using human reason, are contrary to the scriptures. In fact, to answer questions of theology, we must go to where God reveals his truth. And that isn't in the reason of man, but it is in the scriptures themselves. And so we need to listen to what God teaches in the Bible. That is the sole source and norm of any legitimate Christian teaching. And as we go to the scriptures to find answers, we do not use our reason to be above the scriptures or to interpret the Bible according to our own thinking. Instead, we use our reason to come to an understanding of what the scriptures are teaching us. And so from the scriptures, we know that Jesus is fully and truly God, the second person of the Trinity, begotten of his Father from all worlds. He is the eternal Son of God, as Psalm 2 teaches. We also know from the scriptures that since his incarnation, Jesus is fully human, that he was born of the Virgin Mary and becomes a man. We know that Jesus was submissive to his earthly parents as he grew in wisdom and stature, as reported in Luke chapter 2. Jesus, as a man, experienced the full range of human emotion. So, for example, Jesus wept after Lazarus had died. He got angry at the money changers in the temple. And he was sorrowful even to death while in the Garden of Gethsemane. He experienced the full extent of physical pain as he was flogged and beaten, whipped, and nailed to a tree. So far, we have heard that Jesus is fully human, yet he did not sin. But how can Jesus say that he has sinned against his Father in Psalm 41, verse 4? The answer lies in a theological word known as impute. I-M-P-U-T-E, impute. To impute means to credit or reckon or count as something. This word is found several times in Romans chapter 4 in the New King James Version. So in verses 5 to 8 it says, "But to him who does not work but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. Just as David also described the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord shall not impute sin." That's far a reading from Romans 4. What does God do as he justifies sinners? He imputes to the sinner the very righteousness of Christ. He does not impute man's sin. That is, God credits us with the very righteousness of Christ, and he does not count our sins against us. He reckons us as righteous. He does not reckon us as the sinners that we know that we are when we abide in Christ. Romans 4 concludes, "Therefore it was accounted to Abraham for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that righteousness was imputed to him, but also for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered up because of our offenses and raised because of our justification." So already in Abraham's day, it was acknowledged that Christ's righteousness is imputed to sinners by grace through faith. The righteousness of Christ was imputed to Abraham, and that same righteousness is imputed to us. That's why God can call us sinners saints while we live in this fallen world. But what about Jesus? How can he say that he has sinned? Well, just as Christ's righteousness is imputed to us, so also our sin is imputed to Jesus. After all, the scriptures declare the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And it is also written in that glorious verse in 2 Corinthians 5, "For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." The Father imputed to Jesus our sin so that Christ's righteousness can be imputed to us. Jesus was held accountable for our sin. Our sin was counted against him, so that way he could bear our sins, shed his innocent blood on the cross, and make the payment for our sin. And then by grace, His righteousness is then counted to us. Martin Luther called this the blessed exchange, that he is declared the sinner, that is, Christ is declared the sinner, so that we can be declared saints. Now, what this also means is that the nature of Christ has not changed when the sin of man is imputed to Jesus. He did not become sin in the sense that his nature is now one of a sinner. In the same way, we are credited with the righteousness of Christ, but we do not become righteous in the sense that we do not have our sinful nature. In this world, we are sinners according to our nature and saints according to the imputation of Christ's righteousness. In the same way, Jesus, who went to the cross, was innocent and holy according to his nature, so that he could shed his innocent blood, but he was counted as a sinner according to the imputation of our sin upon him. And so, Jesus rightly prayed, as David had prophesied, O Lord, be gracious to me, heal me, for I have sinned against you. He prays for the grace of God to fall upon him. He prays that he may be healed or restored after bearing the sins of the world and going to the cross to pay for them there. He prays that he would be raised through the glory of the Father as he redeems the world through his sacrificial payment on the cross. Concerning this verse, Martin Luther wrote, "It is extremely comforting to us that in the fourth verse, he declares himself to be a sinner, even though he was without sin. For in doing so, he stands in for us and speaks in our stead, bearing our sins as though they were his own, as though he had actually committed them." And so Jesus must be the Lamb who goes forth to pay for our sin. The cup of God's wrath cannot be withheld from him. Jesus is counted as the sinner so that we can be counted as righteous and acceptable to heaven. It is the only way we may be acquitted of our sin and be justified so that we can achieve eternal life. Through Christ our Lamb, who died for us and rose, that we may obtain the victory. Certainly he is our gracious Lord. We behold him as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.